Albert Schweitzer said, in influencing others, example is not the main thing. It's the only thing. And so never underestimate the power of a kind word from you to someone else. You never know the impact it's going to have. You know, I've spoken a lot with audiences and groups of people, written books, and people come up to me, they said, you know, this one thing you said, and I never had any idea it would have that impact. So if you do nothing but just say some kind words and smile at people. You know, if somebody doesn't have a smile, give them one of your own. You know the saying? It can make a huge difference in serving your world. Helen Keller said, I am only one, still I am one. I cannot do everything, still I can do something. Mother Teresa, we cannot all do great things, but we can do small things with great love. And finally, Ralph Waldo Emerson said, to leave the world a bit better, whether by a healthy child, a garden patch, or a redeemed social condition, to know that even one life has breathed easier because you have lived, this is to have succeeded. With that, I end the 12th gateway. What I'd like to do now is to summarize the 12 gateways to you, kind of to plant these seeds. Discover your worth. You are no more or less worthy than any other person or part of reality. Your sense of worth grows by doing what is worthy. But you do not have to feel worthy, you only have to apply your will to treat yourself as you would a loved one or an honored guest, ending self-destructive behaviors or cycles of self-sabotage, opening to life's opportunities. Reclaim your will. When motivation lags, your willpower takes over. You will use your will when you stop waiting to feel motivated. Life has always come down to this: the ripest fruit grows on the highest limbs of the tree of life. To pick the fruit, you make the climb, step by step, day by day. Energize your body. Your body is all you have for a lifetime. Attend to the holy trinity of health: light diet, regular exercise, and rest, relaxation, full breathing, and you will maximize your genetic potential, finding greater health, vitality, and energy for life's many facets and adventures. Manage your money. First, rise above limiting programs and beliefs about money. Value and use money wisely as you would any other form of energy. Stretch your limits and abilities and your talents to produce stable, sufficient, even abundant income. And spend and give and save. Tame your mind. Remember that the world is not what you think. Look beyond your filters to grasp the world as it is, in its moment-to-moment simplicity. Let thoughts be, but focus your attention on the matter at hand in this moment, and you will find greater inner peace and illumination. Trust your intuition. You know and can access far more than you have read or studied or been told. Trust this deeply rooted ancient human capacity. Become whole by using, respecting, and trusting both sides of your brain, but not at the same time. Listen to your mind, but trust your heart. Accept your emotions. Life without emotions would be as calm as death, like a world without weather. Accept feelings as they are, pleasant or painful. They are natural and don't need fixing. Let them rise and pass without allowing changeable emotions to run your life. Face your fears. Fear is a chameleon that can be a wise guide in one moment and a terrible tyrant the next. Respect fear, but never let it be your master. If physical danger is involved, listen well. If psychological danger rises in the path, then do what you most fear and become a peaceful warrior. illuminate your shadow. You have to deal with the darkness before you can see your light. The image you present to the world is but the visible tip of the iceberg. Embrace all your opposites. Redeem your dark possibilities so that you consciously live in the light, finding wholeness, authenticity, and compassion. Embrace your sexuality. Your approach to sexuality mirrors your relationship to life. Sexual enlightenment transcends both self-denial and self-indulgence to find a full and balanced expression of sexual creative energy, forming an intimate bond between you, your partner, and spirit. Awaken your heart. As you have seen, the emotion of love comes and goes like waves. Enduring love of the awakening heart is not a feeling, but an action. Combining love and will, you walk the same path as the saints by showing loving kindness to all other beings, whether or not you feel like it. And finally, serve your world. When you have seen what there is to see, when life has revealed you to yourself as you are, your search becomes how to best serve. Life itself, your work, family, and every interaction is a chance to serve, to connect, to find meaning in the moment and purpose in the play. Thank you very much for coming.